Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pint. Now, today I'd like to talk about the issue of projection, of psychological projection. And the reason I'd like to talk about it is because I've never had anyone satisfactorily explain it to me. So I've been trying to work out what is the precise mechanism involved, and I hope I've managed to do so via comparing it to narcissistic personality disorder. Now, the idea with narcissistic personality disorder is that you have certain insecurities, certain feelings, negative feelings and whatever, and that make you feel bad, make you difficult to cope. And so you deal with this by constructing a perfect self, a false self, and you tell yourself of the reality of that self until you kind of believe it to be true, but on a certain level, subconsciously, you don't quite believe it to be true. And that's you. And now occasionally you will be triggered. Something will happen that will trigger your realization that you are not actually perfect and will remind you of the negative feelings which you are suppressing. And this will therefore lead to narcissistic rage as you try to annihilate whatever it is which is triggering you and is causing you to doubt your perfect self. So I think it, and therefore you will attack that, and this will the feelings of being disempowered will come through, and you will reattain a sense of empowerment by attacking the thing which is making you doubt the veracity of your narcissistic self. And it occurred to me that that's basically what's happening with projection, and that makes sense of what's going on. The idea with projection, very similar in some ways to narcissism, is that you create a self, a sense of yourself, which is ego-flattering, that allows you to cope with yourself. You know that you have things about you that are not good, that you are ashamed of, that you wish weren't the case, and you sort of try and push those down, push those beneath the surface, and tell yourself that you're actually a reasonable person. This is not as bad as narcissism, of course, but you tell yourself that you're a reasonable person, you're a good person. But beneath the surface, you have things about yourself that you don't like and you wish weren't there. Occasionally, the existence of these problems with yourself will be triggered by you noticing them in other people, and so therefore you will intensely dislike those qualities that you notice in other people, because on some level you will know that they are true of you. And therefore, when you notice them in other people, you will be triggered. You will feel all these feelings of being disempowered, of being unimportant, of being worthless, of being rubbish. And so how can you deal with those feelings? Well, you can deal with those feelings in two ways. One, by attacking that which is triggering you, by genuinely feeling that that which is triggering you is evil and bad and dreadful. And therefore, this attack gives you a renewed sense of power, gives you a renewed sense of being important, gives you a renewed sense of being somebody. And secondly, by attacking those people precisely because they have those feelings, they evoke those feelings. And so almost like a narcissist, in the process of so doing, you create a false self where you tell yourself, I am not a person that has these negative qualities. I am a person that attacks these negative qualities. How can I therefore be the person who has these negative qualities? And that finally made sense of it for me. So I'm normally in one of the good things, I guess, about humanities, a lot of humanities is about trading metaphors and things. And one of the good things about metaphors is it allows you to make sense of something. So I thought that narcissism allowed one to make sense of projectionism. And so I just thought I would share that.
Hello, hello, hello! The Jolly Heretic is an online public house which meets on Mondays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. UK time, 2 p.m. New York, in which we discuss the kind of based, fearless science which is increasingly expunged from our woke joke universities. If you would like to help the Jolly Heretic public house, and there are many ways you can do so, please, please, please become one of my patrons on Subscribestar. Also, if you want to, you can donate to the channel using Odyssey and Entropy, and you can also purchase Jolly Heretic merchandise such as shirts and mugs. All of the links are in the description. Again, I'd be most violently grateful if you could assist the Jolly Heretic Public House, and I will see you all soon, and goodbye!